Step 2. Make initial contact in whatever way you're most comfortable. Each breed leans toward a particular method of communication. The pit bull likes the phone and has little patience for anything else. The retriever and the basset prefer an introductory letter because it's less confrontational and less imposing. The chihuahua likes the speed and technology of email, and the poodle prefers face-to-face because he can dazzle with his presence. But if it's not possible, then a well-produced brochure and well-crafted sales letter is the order of the day. It's all about image and first impression. After the initial contact, call prospects. Thank them for their time, assure them you won't take up much of their time, and either 1. Introduce yourself and your product or service, or 2. Ask if they received the introductory communication you sent and whether they have any questions, or 3. Offer to provide more information, clarification, or specifics regarding the product or service. Remember to always be polite and enthusiastic, and don't talk too much. Ask them when a good time to meet with them would be, and set an appointment. If they don't have a time in mind, suggest one, or several. Your goal in this phone call is simply to get an appointment to meet with them. If your sales are done over the telephone, then ask if this would be an appropriate time or if another time would be more suitable, and set that up. Always try to get prospects to give you permission to contact them again within a specific period of time, thereby getting permission to keep the lines of communication open between you. After the initial telephone call, construct a simple, very short, one-paragraph letter thanking prospects for taking the time to speak with you and telling them that you are looking forward to meeting with them at the specified time and place. Tell them to feel free to call you anytime they have any questions, but most of all, sincerely thank them for their interest and their time. You should make a habit of sending thank you notes after every interaction. Step 3. If you haven't done so already, do your market research now. Learn everything you can about prospects, their business, their industry, or how they received the information originally. Being equipped with information will give you confidence and show prospects that you take them seriously and have taken time to find out their needs. Prepare a list of questions that you would like to ask the prospect in advance and rehearse them if you've never done this before. It is also very important to know to whom you're talking. Most salespeople forget this, and it can be fatal. If you talk to the prospect in your terms and from your perspective, you could very easily never truly connect with each other and wonder why. Each prospect is also a breed who has particular calling cards that you should know and look out for. Once you recognize the breed, communicate in the prospect style, so you're both speaking the same language. If the prospect is a pit bull, he may be controlling, abrupt, and bottom-line oriented, so make your comments quick and to the point. Proposals should be brief, and you should relate things in terms of immediate bottom-line benefits to him. Don't beat around the bush. Ask for his opinions about next steps. Highlight key events to take place. Go light on the detail.